Now, although it was easy to create Realität out of the English reality, this isn't the whole story. Languages are rich and varied, and so one must accept that many itty words in English don't end in Tate in German, nor are they so easily recognisable. Remember Michel Thomas taught you the words possible and possibility, which were?
Möglich, die Möglichkeit.
Möglich und die Möglichkeit. He also introduced the word opportunity.
Die Gelegenheit.
Yes, die Gelegenheit, from which you can extract gelegen, meaning opportune. Well, both possibility and opportunity end in itty in English, but the main body of the word in German is totally different from the English. Yet, if you spot that height or kite ending, it'll be easier to make an educated guess as to its meaning. The height and kite endings we're about to explore belong to nouns guaranteed to be feminine and likely in English to end in itty or ness or even hood. Take that word possibility, or I could say likelihood. You see, the word Möglichkeit leads you to both the English itty possibility and the hood likelihood endings. Let's try some sentences to get to grips with them. If to take, used with opportunity, is the separable verb wahrnehmen, how would you suggest take the opportunity?
Nehmen Sie die Gelegenheit wahr?
Ja, nehmen Sie die Gelegenheit wahr. Eine Gelegenheit wahrnehmen is to take an opportunity in the sense of to make the most of it. Right. Building on that, say, take the opportunity to visit the sights in Berlin with me. The word for sights, Sehenswürdigkeiten, is a mouthful, I admit. But break it down into three parts and it's both manageable and easier to remember. It has the plural ending Kiten, Sehenswürdigkeiten, literally means sight-worthy things. Sehen is to see, and Sehens, of seeing, würdig, worthy, plus your Kiten ending, Sehenswürdigkeiten. Imagine you are seeing the sights in 3D, in 3D, and keep those three parts divided until they naturally slot back together. Sehenswürdigkeiten. Try it. Sehenswürdigkeiten. Wird es besser? Is it getting better? Let's use it with to visit, besuchen. So, how would you say to visit the sights?
Die Sehenswürdigkeiten zu besuchen.
Well done. Die Sehenswürdigkeiten zu besuchen. And once more, the whole sentence. Take the opportunity to visit the sights.
Nehmen Sie die Gelegenheit wahr, die Sehenswürdigkeiten zu besuchen.
Nehmen Sie die Gelegenheit wahr, die Sehenswürdigkeiten zu besuchen. That's real progress. Try to answer that suggestion. Thanks. I'd like to take the opportunity to visit the Brandenburger Tor. Let's split it up. Thanks. I would like to take the opportunity.
Danke. Ich möchte die Gelegenheit wahrnehmen.
Danke. Ich möchte die Gelegenheit wahrnehmen. Now let's add, to visit the Brandenburger Tor.
Das Brandenburger Tor zu besuchen.
Das Brandenburger Tor zu besuchen. What if you wonder whether it's possible to see the remains of the Berlin Wall? An elegant way to express yourself here is to ask, besteht die Möglichkeit, meaning, does the possibility exist? So, is it possible to visit the remains of the Berlin Wall? Breaking that down, let's start with, is it possible?
Besteht die Möglichkeit?
Gut, besteht die Möglichkeit? And adding, to visit the remains of the Berlin Wall. The remains are die Reste. Think of the rest of. An outside wall is eine Mauer, and this one, die Berliner Mauer. So how would you say the remains of the Berlin Wall?
Die Reste der Berliner Mauer.
Gut. Die Reste der Berliner Mauer. Did you turn die Berliner Mauer into der Berliner Mauer to show the belonging situation of the Berlin Wall? And now, to visit the remains of the Berlin Wall?
Die Reste der Berliner Mauer zu besuchen.
Besteht die Möglichkeit, die Reste der Berliner Mauer zu besuchen? And once again, does the possibility exist? Is it possible? To visit the remains of the Berlin Wall.
Besteht die Möglichkeit, die Reste der Berliner Mauer zu besuchen?
Besteht die Möglichkeit, die Reste der Berliner Mauer zu besuchen? Phrased so elegantly, how could anyone refuse you?